I got cut off. We'll blame the cat again. Whenever something goes wrong, I blame the cat. It's quite useful. Anyway, what was I? So I heard vacuuming from like some distant point, but I couldn't figure out where, and I was worried because I didn't, you know, I don't like leaving the cat unattended. She's mostly what she does when she goes outside. She just likes to look around. She's so curious. And my apartment is a studio, and I think she just gets cramped anyway. And I think she was just excited because, like, when I had the fire alarm went off about 6 months ago, and at that point she was really good. She let me pick her up. She let me take her outside. So I figured like she like nothing seemed immediate. So I was a little less concerned, and she must have picked up on that, or she's just crazy. Maybe I'm giving her too much credit. Anyway, but I didn't like the idea of leaving her alone while I was downstairs. So I was just like, well, nobody's around for me to ask. Obviously, it's not that important, or we'd be told to evacuate or something. So I prepared to go back upstairs, and I pressed the elevator button. And the elevator, meanwhile, is above me and coming down. And I'm like, oh, great. I get to see another one of my neighbors where I look like a mess. Fortunately, he went down to the parking garage, so I was spared. Then I came upstairs for the last time, I guess only the second time, because anyway, whatever. So I came back upstairs, and I was wearing my shoes because I thought I was going to have to go outside. Oh, that scared me. I forgot I had the scanner on my laptop, too. I'm like, why is there a man talking? Anyway, so Gwenny is sitting outside my apartment like, oh, God, what do I do? I don't know what to do. Anyway, I stepped on her fur, and she's like, oh, shit, you didn't just do that, bitch. So then she's mad at me all over again, and I'm mad at her. And I'm not actually sure how I got her inside. Like, she ultimately has to choose to come back inside. Like, I have no control over our relationship. Like, that is what I learn over and over and over again. I'm so glad to know that 2 years on, like, she is the boss in this relationship. Part of it is that she's so much faster than me. Like, she can watch me. She watches me turn, and she can run and get out of my reach. And she thinks we're playing, because, I mean, it was just that was what was getting me more frustrated. I wasn't, like, immediately concerned, but the cat was getting me so incredibly frustrated. I should have put her in her carrier, I guess, but I don't know what I was thinking. I just wanted to see what was going on, and the second I opened my door, she just, like, zoomed outside. I'm just glad I didn't take melatonin before I went to bed, for once, because, like, this would have been 50 times worse if I'd been in, like, a melatonin fog. I don't know if I would have woken up. I probably would have. I'm a late sleeper, but, I don't know. I don't know what was going on. Something obviously happened. I just don't know if any I feel like if apartments were damaged, they would have knocked on our door. I don't know. It was weird. Like, something definitely happened. I don't know if I happened to hear, like, our building being discussed on the scanner, because the odds of that are slim to none. But, I mean, it is possible. But something definitely happened. Obviously, it was minor. And I probably freaked out for no reason. But, ugh, it's been an insane hour. And what have I learned from it? Never go to bed before 11 p.m. because something like this will happen. That's all I've learned. Also that my cat is the devil. I'm not going to link this to Twitter because it's not that interesting, honestly. Okay. I'm sure my story has been fabulous to listen to, and I'm sure I've inspired everyone here to get cats.